Proclamation number 7761 of 1st of December, 1960. Urging the Spirit Spark to the Father Spirit. The Spirit within you constantly urges you to connect with the Eternal Father Spirit, yet you do not always feel His urging. You do not always pay attention to the expressions He sends to you. You do not always pay attention to what He wants to convey to you. But He is in you. Everyone carries the spiritual spark within himself as a part of the Father Spirit and is therefore also inseparably connected with the Father Spirit. And because this small spiritual spark rests within you, every person can also take the path to me, whose share you are, because you are urged from within to seek the bond with me. But you can also resist this inner urge and remain turned towards my adversary, because then the spirit within you will withdraw. Thus it will by no means have a compelling effect on your will. And thus your will alone determines the success or failure of your earthly life. But free will is the sign of divine belonging. Therefore it must remain with the creature or it would remain eternally imperfect. However, it must be possible for the human being to think and want right and wrong because he is to make a decision in earthly life. And two forces will have an effect on him which therefore try to influence his thinking and wanting. But these two forces are different. They oppose each other. I and my adversary seek to win the human being's soul, and each power affects the human being differently. My adversary seeks to win the body for himself, thus to determine the soul through the body to its thinking and wanting, whereas I seek to influence the soul through the spirit. And the desires of spirit and body are of a completely different nature. But if the soul allows itself to be determined by the spirit within to want and think, then it will soon belong to me, for then the thinking and wanting will be right, i.e., in accordance with my will and lead the soul to the light again, to its former perfection. If, however, the soul gives in to the body's desire, my adversary will have won it. For then the will and thoughts will remain turned away from me, they will completely enter into my adversary's will, and the soul will still remain at a great distance from me for an infinitely long time. And yet, it also carries the spiritual spark from me within itself, but it denies it every expression, it cannot assert itself. It does not listen to its urging and desire but fulfills the body's every desire. Although this soul is also connected to me because there is eternally no detachment from me as the creating power, it feels nothing of it and is therefore in a state of isolation, which is always a state of unhappiness. It then offers me a resistance which I do not forcibly break and prolongs the state of distance from me again for an endlessly long time. Whereas the soul which pays attention to the expression of its spirit always comes closer to me and its separation from me is very soon already lifted, because the spiritual spark does not rest until the union with me is accomplished. Because the spirit in the human being now solely determines the thinking and wanting of the latter and this cannot be other than good and right, for it is I myself who now works in you and can also work, because you have given up your former resistance yourselves and I come now let my strength of love radiate into you again unhindered. Thus every person can find me because he has a guide within himself who takes no other path than the one to me. And if he now joins this guide he is also guaranteed to reach me myself, he will unite with me ever more intimately, for I myself draw him through the spirit which is in you because you are my share. Amen.